It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So, Ken, Susan, there's an eight-bill package working its way through the legislature right now, and it's aimed at eliminating the personal property tax. Now, Ken, this sounds a little misleading. It sounds like something that would affect individuals, but this is actually a business tax. Can you clarify what the tax is and what these bills would do?
Well, you're right. It's a bit of a misnomer. It's not property taxes as the average homeowner understands them. That is the tax on their property or their home. This is basically a tax on business equipment, computers, office furniture, and manufacturing equipment. It's often referred to by manufacturers in particular as a manufacturing tax. And it's generally acknowledged to be kind of a bad tax because it taxes new business purchases and business growth and investment from that point of view.
Well, Susan, municipalities are expressing a great deal of concern about this change because it would mean a loss of revenue for them. What kind of impact could this change have potentially?
Well, the impact varies widely by community. There are some cities that have up to 40% of their tax base from this tax, so that would be devastating. There are other rural townships that won't be affected at all. And obviously, the municipalities have been looking for ways that they can get some of that revenue replaced. But so far, they haven't had a lot of takers because their solution is a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the same money. And nobody really wants to tie the legislature's hands with that.
But at the same time, for cities and townships and school districts that are already struggling, this just seems like it might send some of them over the edge, which wouldn't be good for the state at large. Ken, are Republicans trying to find a way to replace this revenue, or is it really just not a concern for them right now?
Well, they are trying to find a way to replace it. They basically are saying that a variety of business tax credits that begin to expire in 2016 would be used to replace, at least partially, the revenue loss. But just as this tax is hard to collect and audit, and with high compliance costs, it's also going to be very difficult to phase it out and attempt to partially replace it. The promise to replace it years down the road is only that. Who knows if a future legislature will ever really replace it years down the road.
Right. And certainly municipalities are very wary of any abstract promise of revenue in the future. You know, who knows what the legislature is going to look like in 2016 and, you know, if they will have much desire to do something with that.
So is this a good set of bills for Michigan or not?
Eliminating the personal property tax is a very good move for Michigan because other states, particularly in the Midwest, have already eliminated it, principally Ohio. Michigan and Indiana are the only ones in the Great Lakes region that I'm aware of who currently collect the personal property tax. So from a business investment attraction standpoint or incentive standpoint, I think it's good, but it's not without its downside, which is what we've basically talked about. For some, it is a major source of revenue, and you know, Republicans are trying to address that with this promise to replace it in the future.
Susan, your thoughts?
I think it's a bad tax, and I think that it would be beneficial to the economy to eliminate it. I don't know how big of an impact it will have, but at the same time, I think it will be damaging if this does put some communities in financial distress. I think we do need to pay attention to, you know, however many communities there are that really rely on this and could be pushed over the edge, because certainly it's not healthy for our state to have our cities keep getting financial managers.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.